mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fighting the good fight, exposing corruption, wherever it might be, and restoring truth, justice in the American way. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show live behind enemy lines, Austin, Texas. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex Jones today. It is the 22nd day of June, 2006. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We've got a great show for you. Joining us in about 30 minutes is Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. We'll be talking about the shot heard round the world this 4th of July. That's right. This 4th of July, Americans mistakenly worried the United Nations might take all their guns. Well, that's exactly what will be happening. While you and your family celebrate the 230th anniversary of the founding of our great nation, there's one party you won't be invited to. And that's the party Kofi Annan is throwing at the United Nations headquarters in New York, using your tax dollars, your protection money, for nearly 50 dictatorships, 6 terrorist states, governments that endorse execution based on religious faith, and a multitude of other nations from around the globe. You see, this party isn't to honor your freedoms, but to conspire to take them away. That's right. Over your 4th of July holiday, while Taps is playing at Arlington National Cemetery to honor Americans who have sacrificed their lives for freedom, these dictatorships, terrorist states, and so-called, quote-unquote, free nations of the world plan to meet on our home soil to finalize a United Nations treaty that would strip all citizens of all nations of their right to self-protection and strip your rights under the Second Amendment to keep and bear arms. For one word falls from their lying lips about our country and our freedoms, I want them to hear from America's 80 million gun owners. That means you. Again? Well, I mean, depends on how you read this story. If you happen to go to Netscape.com or CNN, you'll find that this is all a giant conspiracy theory, and that the United Nations really doesn't take anyone's guns. In fact, they love to enable us to protect our Second Amendment rights. Well, I think if any of you have done any homework or listened to this show for any amount of time, you'll know that it's not a conspiracy theory. This is part of the UN Charter, part of the UN Constitution, that George Herbert Walker Bush said we would henceforth pledge our allegiance to on September 11th, 1991. 1990, sorry, 11 years to the day before 9/11. So we're going to talk to Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. He'll come up and give us the skinny on that in roughly about 30 minutes. And then in the second hour, Colonel Ronald Ray will join us, USMCR, Marine Corps, retired. Restoring America's virtue is one of the things he talks about, but we spoke to him in a pre-interview last night, and he is very aware of the New World Order, very aware of false flag terrorism, and a lot of the things we talk about on this program, including the United Nations gun grab. He was the first attorney for Daniel Nu, who stood up to the NATO forces, did not want to be controlled in Bosnia, Kosovo, by a NATO commander of another foreign country, did not want to wear his UN armband. And there was Colonel Ronald Ray to represent him to the military so that he wouldn't be court-martialed. He's been on World News Tonight, Larry King Live, Hannity and Combs, Fox and Friends, The Today Show, Fox News, Crossfire, a number of other radio broadcasts. Colonel Ron Ray will join us in the second hour of today's program and agree largely with Smedley Butler. That is, war is a racket. War for the corporations. Probably no war in history can be justified. Well, we'll enjoy speaking to Ron Ray in the second hour of today's program. Well, what's the big story? We'll get to this and likely continue covering this in the next segment. Hundreds of WMDs found in Iraq. That's right. This rang all through the Senate chambers, all through the neocon radio talk shows, globalist shill shows like Hannity and Combs. Did we or did we not find WMDs in Iraq yesterday? And if we did, what would that mean? Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You're listening to the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got a lot of news to report today, folks. We're going to run down all of this news and give you some analysis as well. Of course, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network. Jack Blood filling in for Alex today. We're going to try to snap to a few of your calls here in the first hour and largely take a lot of calls in the third hour of today's program. We've got a lot of guests and a lot of news today. Before we get to Michigan installing surveillance cameras in park restrooms or robots patrolling the World Cup for the first time or New Orleans planning juvenile curfews, or AT&T rewriting rules, your data is not yours, or even new revelations about the Bilderberg Conference, let's talk about this phony, okay, I'll keep an open mind. The WMDs finally found 3 years later in Iraq. Now, according to Fox News, the United States has found 500 chemical weapons in Iraq since 2003. 500 chemical weapons. Now, again, we have to remember how they're classifying chemical weapons. And we've heard them say this over and over again. In fact, I can remember years ago, just after the real debate started heating up and the fact it started to look like we weren't going to find those WMDs, which, of course, we already knew about because we listened to Scott Ritter, and Scott Ritter was the UN weapons inspector on the ground and already knew there would be no weapons of mass destruction there, and we could go into that if you like. But according to a new report, they have found some weapons, but these, again, are weapons they've found over the years. And what is called into question here is the purity of the agents. I hate to have to rehash old news, But this is thanks to Rick Santorum, who recently brought this up in the debate in the Senate over the war. This, of course, is an attack on not just Democrats, but anybody who is anti-war. I'm sure we have a few anti-war people out there, or people who are anti-illegal war, anti-phony wars built on phony pretexts. This is pointing right at you. So Fox News has dug up 500 chemical weapons that they've found throughout the years. Obviously, if this had any teeth at all, it would have been blasted all over the media. But I remember several times when neocon talk show hosts, even local talk show hosts down the dial from me when I was broadcasting up in Rhode Island, would latch onto this. Oh, we just found some chemical weapons. We just found some WMDs. What do you say about that? And then 2 days later, they'd never talk about it again, and they'd never retract it. There is a story right now on PrisonPlanet.com. Sean Hannity and Rick Santorum cling to discredited findings of WMDs in Iraq. You see, it's not about proof. It's not about evidence. It's merely about how many times you repeat things to, quote, propel the propaganda. What a coincidence that 1 week after Karl Rove urged Republicans not to make excuses for going to war against Iraq and put critical Democrats on the defensive, Senator Rick Santorum, a Republican from Pennsylvania, I would say a Republicrat from Pennsylvania, put together 18 points behind his reelection efforts. And Representative Peter Hoekstra suddenly came up with some report that 500 chemical weapons had been found in Iraq. Almost the entire hour of Hannity and Combs last night was devoted to this quote-unquote discovery, despite the fact that Fox News' own Jim Angle already had reported that the Bush administration said the weapons were not in usable condition and were not the WMDs for which we went to war. You see, that's the point. Even if today, tomorrow, they found 500 barrels of Cerex gas or 500 barrels of some chemical odd weapon, the fact is, these particular, I'm calling these WMDs is actually even a stretch, but these particular variation of weapons need to be maintained constantly or they go bad. And they amount to nothing really but poison. And I'm pretty sure that most countries of the world have poison. The entire show was filled with Fox News alerts about the report. This is exactly what we suspected we had all along, Hannity crowed, before adding falsely, this is only a part of why we went into Iraq. Yeah, that is false because, of course, we have to remember going back, this was the prime reason. He had WMDs, he's going to give these to the terrorists, and he was going to use them against the United States. And, oh yeah, there was a mushroom cloud coming. Yes, I know that the neocon pundits will deny that that was ever said. Unfortunately for them, this is recorded ad nauseum by Condoleezza Rice, Dick Cheney, Don Rumsfeld, and George W. Bush. We have to stop Saddam Hussein or the mushroom cloud is coming. But what Hannity never asked either Santorum or Hoekstra, both of whom appeared on the show, about the administration's response or the likely degraded condition of the chemical weapons. They just passed right over that. Because look, folks, they're attacking you to their base. They're trying to reel in their base, who, by the way, is very upset. We're going to go to this gun-grabbing story here in a minute. This is just one of the reasons. Immigration, the massive deficit, the biggest deficit in history, the growing of government, the consolidation of power, the kowtowing to the corporations, the lack of privacy, the lack of freedom, the evisceration of the Constitution. These are all things that actual conservatives get very upset about. And, of course, wasting all of our time and all of these lives and degrading and debilitating our armed forces by go finding nation-building wars around the world. In fact, it wasn't until Alan Combs' portion of the discussion that Jim Angle's reporting was ever mentioned. Jim Angle reported this for Fox News. He quotes a defense official who says, these were pre-1991 weapons that could not have been fired as designed because they had already been degraded. And the official went on to say that these are not WMDs. This country and the rest of the world believed Iraq had, and not the WMDs for which this country went to war. So the chest beating that the Republicans are doing last night and today, this, of course, is a justification and, again, not confirmed by the Defense Department. Santorum poo-pooed that by saying, I'd like to know who that Defense Department spokesperson is. The fact of the matter is, I'll wait and see what the actual Defense Department formally says, or more importantly, the administration formally says. Of course, you and I both know we can't trust either the Bush administration or the Department of Defense. The Defense Department's comments were deemed credible enough to post on FoxNews.com, but Santorum insisted that the weapons couldn't maybe be fired efficiently and that they certainly could be used in a terrorist incident. Maybe they could be fired efficiently. Certainly they could be used in a terrorist incident. Yeah, so could Coca-Cola and Borax, okay? Combs noted that the White House has been silent, which Santorum could not account for. Of course, if this is true, if this was valid, we know that George Bush and Karl Rove would be using this, but they don't have to use it because they have Hannity and they have Santorum to do it for them. And they don't have to take any of the fallout when this turns out to be wrong. All they need to do is convince a few Americans out there, a few sheeple out there, a few Stepford Republicans, this is true, and their objective is accomplished. Combs, who this story says was at the top of his game, all right, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, in this segment said further, Santorum's 18 points behind his 18 points behind his challenger, wasn't this a quote-unquote desperate attempt by Santorum to reestablish himself in a race in which he's not doing very well? Well, good for you, Combs, though again, it's not about Democrats and Republicans as we know on this show. Hoekstra insisted that the report undermined the Democratic criticism of the war when, quote, we all knew before the war that Saddam had chemical weapons of mass destruction. Yes, the UN weapons inspectors declared in 2004 that there were no WMDs or any significant WMDs in Iraq. Despite that, Hoekstra insisted that this new report created an overwhelming case about how dangerous this regime was. This, again, going back to the very, very weak position of our government, of the president, regarding WMDs. But, again, I mean, this isn't a surprise. In 1999, we saw the original Scott Ritter report, and again, before they let him go, when he wasn't happily confirming mass WMDs in Iraq, that said exactly that. There was no possibility of any major WMDs in Iraq. But again, we're beating a dead horse here. I just wanted to make sure we got this out, because God forbid somebody out there believes this tripe. Sean Hannity obviously does. Or does he? What do you think? You think Sean Hannity actually believes this? I mean, do you think that he's sweating a little bit under the collar? You think he maybe had an argument with one of his producers or his controllers or handlers that put him up to this, saying, I can't go with this weak story? Oh, yes, you can, Sean. Sean Vanity, Rick Santorum. Let's just call them what they are. Liars. We like to say that every day, exposing the lies that your trusted government officials do not want you to know about. Well, here's a couple of problems. One, the mainstream media goes along with this tripe. And two, we should never trust our government, ever. No government should ever be trusted, ever. And as the great Bill Hicks once said, all governments are murderers and liars. Does that mean I'm an anarchist? Absolutely not. I believe in a constitutional rule of law, because we have a few knuckleheads out there that don't know how to behave themselves, that don't know how to do unto others as they would like done unto them. So we have to have laws. Unfortunately, people are just too stupid to be good to their neighbors. So no, we can't have no government at all. We can't be total anarchists. I'm sure I'll get a few letters from this explaining to me in a 20-page manifesto about that's exactly what we need. And no, we'll never be able to trust government. That's why our government was set up with checks and balances. Unfortunately, most of those checks and balances have been checked and balanced right off the books. That's why we're doing this program. That's why it's up to you to be a check and balance. But now you have the truth about the WMDs. The WMDs are old. They're used up. They never would have worked. And this is absolute shill. We'll be right back. More news, information, your calls right after this. The Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network. Mm-hmm.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Okay, Saddam's third or fourth boy, I've lost track now, killed and paraded around the streets of Baghdad by so-called Shia militia, although they were wearing Iraqi police uniforms. This also goes to our two dead and tortured Marines who were sacrificed also by people wearing Iraqi police uniforms. We know how easy these uniforms are to get, and I guess this could be anybody. And then on this, this is also another similar story out of Iraq. I mean, this is real news out of Iraq. A sailor and seven Marines charged in Iraqi slaying plot. Seven Marines and a sailor were charged with murder yesterday in the alleged planning killing of a disabled Iraqi civilian whose shooting death was staged to look like a foiled roadside bombing. In a separate case, a fourth soldier from the Army's 101st Airborne Division was charged with premeditated murder in the shooting deaths of three prisoners north of Baghdad. The new cases bring to 12 the number of servicemen facing the death penalty for actions across the battlefield. I'm sure no one higher up is going to be taking responsibility for this. Military law experts could not recall a previous time when so many troops faced capital punishment, suggesting the heightened awareness of commanders to the impact of atrocity allegations on the Iraq war effort. That's right, folks. Our troops are going mad in Iraq. Charges are also expected to be filed soon against several more Marines in the shooting deaths of 24 unarmed civilians in the western town of Haditha, November 19th, at Camp Pendleton, California. Colonel Stuart Navarre said the Marine Corps, quote, prides itself on holding members accountable for their actions as he announced the charges against these seven enlisted Marines and Navy corpsmen or medic. They threw this guy down a hole, tortured him, beat him up a little bit, and shot him, and then planted an M16 and a shovel next to him to try to stage his death as somebody who was shot trying to plant IEDs in Iraq. I mean, I hope that's not what our boys are there to do. And I'd sure like to see somebody's head roll at the Pentagon for this. Don't worry. I know we have various spooks listening to the program. That was what you call a metaphor. Yes, we use metaphors on talk radio programs. So, obviously, this is something Donald Rumsfeld needs to account for. Will he account for it? I think we know the answer to that. 800-259-9231. Anything you want to talk about here, I can take a few calls, and then Larry Pratt is going to join us just a few minutes here. I got to announce real quick, though, you already knew this. We were hinting at this wildly, but it has been confirmed, and I have been told to announce that Charlie Sheen will be appearing at the 9/11 conference this Saturday. So make sure if you're going there that you attend Saturday. If you want to see Charlie Sheen give a presentation or a speech, he will be appearing at Alex Jones's 9/11 conference. Now the world knows it. Hope to see you all there, and I'm looking forward to meeting Charlie Sheen. So Charlie Sheen again this Saturday. 1-800-259-9231. Joe in Wisconsin, we're getting you in. Thanks for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Jack. I nearly fell out of bed this morning. They started up a smokers vaccine program at UW-Madison, and I was reading through the documentation online, and they were saying that it'll cause an antibody response to nicotine. And I was thinking about it. Okay, well, that's not as bad as it could be. But then I started thinking, well, what's like nicotine? Caffeine and everything else. So in the morning, after you've been inoculated against this, you drink your cup of coffee, and it doesn't do a thing. Gee, I wonder why. And I thought, well, gee, if they make it communicable, like you can spread it to everybody else, then not only are you in this test trial, but everybody else in your area, and it spreads.
Well, you know, obviously we've got to have a little more information here on this. I mean, look, there are actual nicotine blockers. They do actually work. And, yes, nicotine is an extremely dangerous and addictive drug that I happen to be addicted to myself. So I don't know, Joe, if there's all this to it. I certainly would be very wary of any type of inoculations, especially by university studies or by the government. I think we all know that.
Well, I think they would also accidentally switch a batch with a different lot number, and all of a sudden you get the endorphin blocker one. So
they could do anything, Joe, but without any proof of this, I mean, we'd just be speculating, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I guess so, but I still almost fell out of bed. Like, oh my God, they're doing the same
well,
thing in England.
Hey man, good that you're keeping your eyes open anyway. We'll try to look into that. Feel free to send me the news story if you got one, and we'll take a look at that. Okay, Joe?
I finally started the website, and yeah, I sent you that link.
So. Okay, good news. Eric Pratt joining us here in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about this UN gun grab on the 4th of July. Robert in Cali, Jesse in Nevada, everybody patiently holding. Stay with us. We'll get you on the air. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones is in Los Angeles, paving the way for thousands of people to join one of the greatest 9/11 conferences ever put together, ever assembled. And I am sitting in for Alex. My name is Jack Blood. I am also a host on this network, the GCN Radio Network. My show, of course, follows Alex Jones's show Monday through Friday at 2 o'clock Central Time. And as we just announced, Charlie Sheen has now made it public that he will be speaking at that 9/11 conference. I want to talk about gun control and this potential UN gun grab that seems to be taking place on July 4th of all dates. We know that these people, these globalists, love to use these dates as calling cards and certain numerological significance for themselves and their occult fellowship. So I think this is probably exactly right. But we have Eric Pratt with us from GunOwners.com, Gun Owners of America. Eric, thanks for making time here on such short notice to join us here. I'm sure you've seen this story by the NRA.
Yes, we have, absolutely. In fact, we had put out an alert to our members about this. Yeah, what a slap in the face to all Americans here on one of our more most sacred holidays, you know, having gun control and disarmament being discussed in our own land. And really, Jack, this is the latest in a series of gun control conferences where the UN is trying to get member nations like us to sign a gun control treaty. And the ostensible reason that they talk about is gun control trafficking, you know, illicit gun control trafficking, things like that. They'll throw out these terms. But when you listen to what the official delegates at these conferences are saying, you see that what they're really after is your guns and my guns. I mean, that's what they're really after. For example, at the first of these conferences back in 2001, the delegate from Ireland boldly admitted that the purpose of these conferences was to get the nations of the world to suppress the private ownership of small arms and light weapons. He didn't want any private weapons for self-defense anywhere. And that's really what it's all about. You know, I think a lot of times we get desensitized when we hear that, you know, they throw the word small arms around, and to the American ear, we might think of rocket or grenade launchers. But UN documents define small arms as things like pistols, revolvers, shotguns, semi-automatic firearms. I mean, that's really what they're after. They especially hate the so-called assault weapons, which really aren't assault weapons. I mean, we're not talking about machine guns. We're talking about semi-automatic firearms. Pull the trigger once, one bullet goes out the barrel. You know, Ruger Mini 14s, AR-15s, guns that are commonly owned by Americans. These are the guns they especially hate and want to do away with.
They've got to be having fits, Eric, because here in Texas, I know we passed 9 new pro-gun laws last year. The Brady Bill expired last year and so far hasn't been renewed federally. And maybe you can verify this for me, because I'm pretty sure that's the situation.
That's correct. The semi-auto ban expired,
But then in places like Los Angeles, Chicago, D.C., New York, and most particularly San Francisco, they're doing massive gun grabs right in people's faces, actually.
Well, and isn't it interesting that in those places which are the most restrictive, and of course this isn't anything new, I mean, these are the places that are the most dangerous, and not only on, you know, in our own country, but even on a national or international level. You would think if gun control was going to work, if it really worked, it should work on an island like England. But it's been tried in England. They, in 1997, after a horrendous schoolyard massacre, they passed very draconian gun restrictions. It's virtually impossible to legally own a firearm in your home in England.
What did they do then, Eric? They still had all the murders, and now they're banning knives in England.
Well, exactly.
And so you're going to ban baseball bats. And
now the bobbies are having to carry firearms. You know, for the longest time, they only carried nightsticks because it has gotten so dangerous. In fact, ironically, the United Nations themselves did a study in 2000, compared crime statistics all around the world of the 16 leading industrialized nations in the West. England is at the top now with the highest crime rate of all, even higher than the United States. So isn't it interesting? A country that used to enjoy very low crime rates now has the highest crime rate, even while you can't blame it at least on legal guns, because there are no legal guns, and yet they have a tremendous problem with gun trafficking, illegal guns. In fact, the mayor of London not too long ago said he actually feels safer in New York City than he does in his own city of London.
There you go.
I mean, that's how bad it's gotten.
No, I mean, because if there's gun control, and it is control, folks, that's the key word there, just like the war on drugs or the war on terrorism, you just seem to get more violence, more terrorism, more drugs. You wouldn't be surprised to know, I'm sure, that the United Nations has denied all of this. They have been flooded with letters. In fact, just one ambassador to Sri Lanka got over 100,000 letters from the U.S. public. The phones are being flooded. John Bolton is being seriously attacked and flooded with letters and calls to do something about this. And they say, well, we're just going to meet at the United Nations and watch the fireworks and have a little discussion on gun control. It's nothing serious, nothing to be worried about. In fact, this is just a giant conspiracy theory. That is the official statement by the United Nations, of course, carried by the communist network CNN and Reuters as well.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing for people to contact the State Department. In fact, we've tried to make that easy. At the top of our website at gunowners.org, we have a link which discusses this issue that we're talking about here. We have a pre-written letter, actually two pre-written letters, to make it easy for people. One that will go to their senators to ask them to support some very important legislation that will really have some teeth into this issue. But the other one, which goes to Bolton to buck him up, and quite frankly, back in 2001, the very reason that we didn't get
mandatory gun controls from the UN level is because of a man named John Bolton, who at that time was not the ambassador. He was a head of arms control, something or other, at the State Department.
Right.
But he was very stern in his admonition that the U.S. would not go along with anything that infringed upon the Second Amendment rights of all Americans. And as a result, what they sought to have as mandatory controls, they could only then have as recommendations, since the United States wouldn't go along.
Yeah, but Eric, as you say, this is incremental. I certainly wouldn't be too happy trusting my gun ownership rights to John Bolton, to be quite honest with you.
I agree. I don't think we should trust it to any one man. And that's why I did make mention of legislation in the Senate that's been introduced by David Vitter of Louisiana. It's S-1488. And what it does is it would cut off U.S. funds to the U.N. And now, as I say this, you got to see my wink, wink, and nod here. If the U.N. does anything to infringe upon our gun rights, well, you know they're already infringing upon our gun rights. So the importance of this legislation is that when it gets passed, it then allows a president with a backbone to say, well, you know, the law says this, so we're now cutting off our 22% of the UN budget, no more money from the United States.
Okay, when you have a president with a backbone, will you let me know whenever that happens? I don't foresee that happening anytime soon.
That thing comes back to us then, Jack. You and me and the American people. I mean, we got to put in somebody with a backbone, and you know, to the extent that we don't, then you know, we have to look in the mirror and say, hey, it's partly our fault too.
Well, this show, Eric, going out to a lot of quote unquote red states. Okay, so we need to get this out to people.
Absolutely.
We need to do a really serious study on George W. Bush's record about gun control. And yeah, there have been a few victories, but I wouldn't accredit Bush for those victories. I would accredit guys like you and guys like the NRA for this particular victory.
Well, exactly. Bush, in fact, you know, you mentioned in passing the semi-auto ban, which expired. I hope most of your listeners know that had the Congress reauthorized that ban, the Clinton 1994 ban, which was in force for 10 years, banned more than 200 types of firearms, that if Congress had reauthorized that ban, President Bush said, I will sign it. So, yeah, we know he's not, I mean, even though he may be from Texas and speak with a drawl, he's not a super defender of the Second Amendment.
I mean, he's from Kenny Bunkport, but
yeah,
well, what's
but,
that, you know, between friends?
I mean, he has done some good things on the issue. He did sign a concealed carry bill. So it just shows, you know, he kind of goes back and forth over the fence on this issue. And the fact that he would have signed this onerous unconstitutional ban just shows that, you know, he's not solidly 100% with.
Well, what we got to look out for, Eric, is once we get past these midterms here, they'll have nothing left to lose, basically, at least the Bush administration. And I think that that's some time where we really got to watch out for our gun ownership rights. Now, are you familiar with the phrase in the UN Charter, I believe, that just basically says that they're going to have to take all of our guns for a more, quote-unquote, peaceful world?
Well, I don't know the phrase that you're referring to. I mean, certainly that is what the UN is all about. You know, they've produced a video entitled Armed to the Teeth, which is openly supportive of gun banning. It even includes a scene. I didn't know this was going on in our country, but according to the video, every September in the United States, all across the country, American school children in, I assume, what are probably public schools, taking a pledge never to touch a gun. Now, I don't imagine that happens in every school, but it's happening in enough of them. And, of course, they're trumpeting this along with their other asinine statements that they were making about you know, the right to keep and bear arms. But, yeah, they are all about disarmament. In fact, usually you see them on the side of oppressive governments and against anybody who would be resisting the tyrannical regimes. I mean, you know, Rwanda in 1994 is the classic example of that, where they helped arm the Hutu government, but then they sat idly by, even helped them have access to the weapons that were confiscated, and then sat idly by as genocide was committed by the Hutus just wiped out almost a million Tutsis, just wiped them out, and these guys had been left defenseless.
Largely with machetes, so if there had been guns, obviously they could have defended themselves against guys with machetes.
Absolutely. So, you know, you constantly see them taking the side of the dictator and opposing the freedom fighter or those who stand for freedom. They do not want, in fact, this was something that Lawrence Oster, who's a reporter who covered the first UN gun control conference in 2001, picked up. He says that, you know, the disarmament agenda at the UN is so blatant that they unembarrassedly admit that they want to strip small arms from anyone who's not associated with a government, because their idea is that they want the possession of such weapons to be gone so that people can't oppose the UN itself. And that's what it's all about.
And sure, and we know that that's part of the reason that we're still as free as we are. We can debate how free we really are, Eric,
that's
as well.
Why we don't speak with a British accent, right?
Yeah, exactly. What do you speculate is going to be said and done in a meeting like this on July 4th by the UN? What objectives are they going to put together? How are they going to package this? Do you have any idea of what might be said in the halls of the UN on July 4th?
Well, one of the things they're going to be doing is reviewing what they call as progress. What progress has been made since their first conference in 2001? Ideally, they want to get countries like the United States and others. There were some other countries that wouldn't go along with mandatory restrictions either, but they want to get us to go along with mandatory restrictions. And the kind of things they're looking for are things such as registration of all firearms. Now, we do have a type of a decentralized registration in this country at the gun dealer shop. In fact, you could argue we have a centralized registration with the NICS background check.
Yeah.
They tell us that those names are being deleted after 24 hours. You know, whether any one of us as an individual...
No one believes that, Eric.
Yeah, exactly. Can actually document that that's truly happening. I mean, you have to leave that, at least at best, as an open question. So, you know, registration is one thing that they're after, and the horror idea of having, you know, UN bureaucrats at the world global level having, you know, lists of American gun owners' names is certainly horrifying. But they also want a national system of licensing. And of course, with licensing goes control and, you know, increase of fees, being able to, you know, basically make it difficult for people to even get a license to have a firearm. They want a so-called assault weapons ban, you know, ban on military-style firearms like the Colt AR-15, guns like that. They also want mandatory lock-up-your-safety laws. So in other words, even while you are still allowed, in other words, not that you have the right to have a gun, but even while we still let you have a gun, you're going to have it locked up, and it's not going to be immediately useful in a case of self-defense. And for folks who might think that that's a good idea, that's a good law, realize that there are documented cases where people have died because when the bad guy shows up in your home, they don't have a trigger lock on their knife or their gun or whatever weapon they're using. And so if you have to be fumbling in the dark trying to, you know, get the combination or, you know, get your gun free or find the key to the safe to get it out, you're at a tremendous disadvantage. And
no, that's absolutely true, because most of the crooks that are going to do a home invasion are going to come in the middle of the night when you're asleep, and you're going to have to make some real quick at the ready for your weapons, and if they're all locked up, you certainly cannot do that.
Absolutely. In fact, there was a horrid situation in California where the home invasion didn't even involve a gun. It involved a pitchfork. The guy was buck naked, was out of his mind on drugs, and he managed to kill two of the kids in the home because the homeowners could not find the key to get their guns unlocked. By the way, Jack, California requires that gun owners have their guns locked up, and unfortunately, this family had made the decision to comply with that law.
Unfortunately, and they paid the ultimate price for that. We know what they're going to do, Eric. They're going to take our guns and replace them with cameras. This has been their solution. Cameras, microphones, this is how they're going to stop crime. When you go into an area, in fact, a lot of areas here in Texas, where you know the homeowners and the people are armed to the teeth, of course, there's a great part of Florida that does this, and towns that actually require mandatory gun ownership to even live in the town. These are the safest places to live, and you can talk all you want about gun death statistics. Yeah, people are going to use guns irresponsibly. We give up our guns. They're replaced with cameras. Of course, the crooks will always still get these black market guns, and we will have nothing left to defend ourselves against, whether they be crooks trying to take our food and our water during a Hurricane Katrina event, whether they be the, you know, cops or global cops or UN cops for the global takeover. We've got to keep ourselves armed to back these people off. Again, your website is gunowners.com?
.org, gunowners.org.
That's why I asked. Gunowners.org. I can never get those com straight, nets, org straight. Gunowners.org, and I assume that you guys have a lot of suggestions for what people can do about this. I'm telling you right now, they are getting inundated. There are 8 million or 80 million gun owners here in America alone. The NRA has managed to put about a million of them, stick them on the United Nations today, and I'd like to think we should just keep doing that till July 4th.
Absolutely, Jack, and I appreciate that suggestion. I encourage folks to go to our website at gunowners.org and sign up for our free email alerts, and we will keep you up to date with what's going on with this issue. And like I said earlier, you can just look at one of the top links at the top of our page where we discuss this conference coming up and make it easy for people with some pre-written language to their senator to sign, ask your senators to sign on to the David Vitter legislation, because I would sure like to have my stop my tax money from going to the United Nations.
Even if you don't own a gun, or which is kind of crazy, but even if you're not owning a gun, you want to keep that right available, certainly.
Amen.
Gunowners.org. Eric Pratt, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the time, man.
Thank you, Jack. It's been a pleasure.
We'll be right back after this, folks. The Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I mean, very, very important issue, isn't that? How nice of the United Nations to take the day of our independence to discuss our slavery. That really takes the cake, doesn't it, folks? If that doesn't upset you, I don't know what will. What is your line in the sand? I mean, that's a question that's often asked. And if gun control or gun confiscation or gun registration doesn't bother you and isn't your line in the sand, then you just don't know what is important. Your priorities are completely out of whack. So we want you to inundate Bolton, the United Nations. Again, I'm a little more, well, let's just face it, I have no confidence in Bolton and Bush to protect your gun ownership rights. But this is a piece of incrementalism. They're not just going to grab them on July 5th. They're going to put together rules, laws, plans to incrementally scale back gun ownership here in this country and around the world. But this has to be your line in the sand. You cannot allow this to happen. You have to inundate the United Nations. You have to inundate Bolton. You have to inundate Bush. Your local politicians and bloodsuckers, you've got to let them know you will not stand idly by and watch this happen to you. And right now, I mean, you can still go to a trade show or a gun show, and you can still get an anonymous firearm. I think that's the proper term, firearm. But that won't be happening much longer unless you stand up to this, folks. And I know there's a lot of things you got to do and a lot of things you got to stand up to, but something like subdermal implantable microchips to track and trace you, something like the no-work lists, the employee verification bills coming out, that's very, very important, and something like gun ownership, there's just really not much more important than that. That dictates you to drop what you're doing and get right on this. Speaking of inundating people, I might have some good news to announce about C-SPAN. Yesterday, we told you to get on C-SPAN, to get on the Washington Bureau show in the morning, to write them at their website, write to the editorial directors, and make it known that you want them to cover the 9/11 conference in Los Angeles this weekend. We're starting to hear that they're cracking. They might be breaking. That means you need to turn up the heat even more. And you can go to C-SPAN's website and fill out a complaint form, or you can call their offices, and you just keep letting them know. We're getting very close, though, and we could get some major coverage as well. Just want to let you know real quick, obviously, one of the best tools to wake people up going today are Alex Jones's documentary films. And it's nice to hear Alex say it, but obviously it sounds like he's maybe tooting his own horn. I'll tell you from an outside perspective, I've used these films for years. I've given them to people that were strong Bush supporters, some even Masons, low-level Masons, and they now are calling for a revolution because of these films. They hit you where they live. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, Alex's last film, I happen to have a little cameo in that, shows you what the coronation was like in New York, the police state of New York during the 2004 coronation. They called it a convention. It also goes into state-sponsored terrorism, covers new information about 9/11. It is a great film, still very valid, talks about the cult of death, talks about the Bush family connections to the Nazi party, Prescott Bush funding the Nazis. Just a great, great film, a great documentary. That's available, as is all of Alex's films. 9/11 Road to Tyranny, still valid. Order of Death, still valid. Of course, the Police State video, still great. Go to InfoWars.com, to the online store, or go to 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Sign up for Prison Planet TV, prisonplanet.tv. That will get you all of these films and much, much more. We're going to take a quick break, come back, take a few calls possibly, and then Colonel Ron Ray will join us. Stay tuned.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.